Hi, and welcome to the Homeopathy Health Show here on the UK Health Radio Network. I'm Atik.
And I'm Nyla.
We're both professional registered homeopaths, and between us have over 25 years of professional practice in this field of healing.
The Homeopathy Health Show is the voice of homeopathy on radio and podcasts around the world, promoting and raising awareness of this truly unique system of healing and healthcare, which is suitable for all ages, young and old.
Every week, we invite guests from the world of homeopathy to come and share their experiences, their work, offer insights, and essentially talk all things homeopathy.
Visit www.ukhealthradio.com to listen now. To find out more about us, you can visit us at www.homeopathyinpractice.co.uk. And whilst you are there, do subscribe to our newsletter.
Be inspired.
And join the conversation.
So let's begin today's show here on the UK Health Radio Network, the world's number one talk health radio.
Real feel good radio.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Homeopathy Health Show here on the UK Health Radio Network. I'm Atik.
And I'm Nyla. Welcome, everyone.
Well, we do hope you've had a pleasant week, as always. Now, did you know, ladies and gentlemen, that the latest research has found that ultra-diluted homeopathic remedies may contain nanoparticles. And that's why nowadays this field of nanomedicine is becoming so vast and so big. And this really relates to how the extremely small particles interact with biological systems. So homeopathy is now gaining real worldwide global attention, should I say, because of the way that it works. It's not just a holistic approach. It's actually truly life-changing to see individuals moving from dis-ease, for want of a better word, into a life full of pastures, full of greenery and sunflowers and the sun shining, you know, and the irony of it. But it's so beautiful indeed. And this is the beauty of homeopathy. And so much research is being done. In fact, the latest research is about using homeopathy in space, believe it or not. So, well, there you go. You know, the world's your oyster, and even the universe is our oyster as far as homeopathy is concerned. But before we welcome our guests today, we would like Nyla and I just to talk about homeopathy in practice very briefly. If you are not aware, we are not just the hosts of the Homeopathy Health Show, the award-winning Homeopathy Health Show, isn't it, Nyla? But also homeopathy in practice.
Absolutely. And it's our great honor to serve you with our courses. If you want to just find that right course, the right teacher, write to us and we will arrange the course for you. That's the aim of homeopathy in practice. We want to bring the world-renowned masters of homeopathy to all the homeopaths around the world. Please do join us. If you want to know more, just write www.homeopathyinpractice.co.uk and you'll find everything about us over there.
And we are back with the Homeopathy Health Show. Hoo-hoo! And we are indeed the voice of homeopathy around the world, broadcasting to over 65,000 listeners per week. And in fact, funnily enough, it matches, the audience size matches how many countries we're in, because we're just topping 65 countries around the world. Now, today we are absolutely honoured to be joined by a globally respected name in the world of homeopathy,
Dr. Mayuresh Mahajan, an internationally acclaimed physician, researcher, mentor, and author with over 28 years of clinical experience. Dr. Mahajan has dedicated his life to advancing homeopathy both in practice and education. He is the president of the HHF and the director and mentor of the HHF Academy and Research Institute, where he continues to shape the next generation of homeopaths.
He's also a prolific author of four impactful books, Little Angels, Managing Pain with Sweet Pills, The Third Eye of Prescription, and Little Angels Part 2. Widely recognized as a homeopathic pediatrician, Dr. Mahajan has conducted numerous national and international seminars and has been actively involved in research across serious chronic conditions, including diabetes, cancer, and autoimmune disorders.
He has also contributed to cancer seminars alongside the legendary Dr. Farooq Master at Bombay Hospital and continues to share his knowledge globally through his YouTube channel, HHF Demystifying Homeopathy, as well as his educational platform and social media presence. And if you have not listened to one of his videos, it is your time to listen to them today because that is going to explain you the core, the soul of the remedies. I loved his videos. He goes to the depths of the remedies, and that is something all homeopaths need to listen. And if you are there, subscribe to the channel that helps the homeopaths.
Yeah, absolutely. And ladies and gentlemen, if that wasn't enough, oh my word, we also will be joined by Dr. Asher Sheikh, who actually just wants to sit in on this recording. And that's so beautiful, isn't it? But we may hear from him as well. And if you're not aware, Dr. Asher is hosting the GNM Masterclass on Homeopathy in Practice. So do check that out.
Thank you and welcome to you, Dr. Mayuresh. It is our honor to have you on our platform.
Thank you all. Thank you all. Thank you all. Very thanks for your warm welcome, warm wishes, and warm introduction.
It's
Ha, it's a
wonderful. It's wonderful to have you on. It's a real honor, you know, and there's so much that you do, but please do introduce for those, although we've done an extensive introduction, but do talk about HHF and your background.
basically, I would say a few words about HHF. HHF is Hadimanian Homeo Forum. So it was founded by my mentor, Dr. Bilind Rao, sir. The motto of HHF is just to, you know, make all homeopaths, the budding, mostly the budding homeopaths, you know, they are really wondering whether what is to be exactly seen in a patient, what is to be prescribed upon, what is the exact modus operandi in understanding the man in the disease. So we in HHF, we are around more than 30, 40,000 homeopaths across the globe who share together, work together, share our success, share our failures also at the same time. And this journey of HHF is a very long journey, but to be more precise, I joined it on 2005. When, if you ask me when I joined, I was struggling with my practice, to be very honest with you. It was 9 years of my practice. Patients used to come and I was giving medicines, but I was not exactly understanding where is to be prescribed upon. What is the man? We have already seen that Hanuman sir had told us the mind is the key to man. But of course, see, when you don't get any guidance, what happens is we just go on understanding the Materia Medica and just read it. And we feel that, I mean, I was feeling, I know everything, but when patient is in front of me, what physical symptom has to be considered and what is not to be is very interesting. And that is where I was confused. And so as there were so many homeopaths like me who used to know, they don't really exact know which medicines to be prescribed upon. So if I told a person swimming in a river and suffering from joint pains, then I used to think about Rostocks, then Dalgam Maharaj. So there was a confusion type. So I was really, when I used to sleep, it's my absolute confession I'm telling you. When I used to sleep, I used to feel here, today what have I done? In spite of seeing so many patients, have I given justice to my patients? Have I really gave that right simile? I used to absolutely longing for that single simile. And that time, 2005, I met my mentor, Dr. Bilind Rao sir, who guided me, who nurtured me, not only me, but thousands of homeopaths. And he showed me the path towards the simile. Thus, she showed me the path of understanding the man in the disease. And actually, I'm telling you one single sentence I'll tell you. When I started my practice, it was 1997, and a person came to me, the secretary of that society, which where my shop was there, my clinic was there. He came to me and told me, "Dr. Mahajan, can you treat me?" So we said, "Yes, sure. I'm suffering from this joint pains. You know who I am?" I said, "No, I'm the secretary of this huge society. And if you'll cure me, I'll give you hundreds of patients. And that one patient, I have studied the case history for so many pages. I have noted down the symptoms just to find some good results so that the patient, this secretary will refer so many patients to me. And I was in like, oh my God, what to give him? He has both knee joint pains, both swelling, everything was there. And I was absolutely confused. The first patient of my clinical practice, imagine, my dear homeopath, imagine I was really groping in dark what to give, which medicines to be given. And I started ending up in a blunder. That was my first case. And now understand, after meeting Dr. Milind Rao sir, when he showed me the path, and when he told me ki most of the patients come to you with a bucket full of PQRS, peculiar, queer, rare, strange symptoms. And we are busy in noting down their symptoms. What is this keen observation all about? What is the importance of keen observation? Where is this man in the disease? What is this mind section of the repertory that he taught us? And he said, he gave me one good rubric of this person. It was a very simple case, Mayur. It was a clear-cut case of inciting others. He was giving you that inciting thing that if you will treat me, I'll give you. He was doing business with you, Mayur. Yes, I agree. But this was something, and it was an eye-opening for me, you know. And that really opened my eyes. No, here, no doubt physical symptoms are absolutely important. But sometimes it may happen that a person says something which is very peculiar. Out of 100 patients, nobody came to me and told, I'm this, I'm that, and I'll give you hundreds of patients. He was the only one. Now, this was the only one person who came to me and told me, if you'll treat me, I'll give you hundreds of patients to you. Because you are a newcomer. Oh, this was something which was very interesting for me. And when I took the rubrics inciting others for high and business talks of, and that I am this, I am that. This is our rubric. We have a rubric. We have a rubric. Pompous feels his own importance in complete equity. So that the patient always says that I am something. I am this. I am the secretary. I am the boss of this company. That you know the commissioner of police, commissioner for the I am the right hand of the commissioner of police. I am the best. This making his own importance, you know, that was so important. And it was a clear-cut case of the remedy hyoscyamus. We have known hyoscyamus as naked wants to be delirious, cough at night when he touches the pillow. Agreed. Everything agreed. But we have not seen these cases. I have not seen that types of cases. So I was really astonished. And then from that particular day, please, it's a fact I'm telling you, that particular day, there is no U-turn. No matter I don't get good results in some cases, but I know the process. I know the process of understanding the man in the disease. It may happen that I may not right, sir, reach to the simulacrum every time, but I know the process. So, what I would like to tell the entire homeopathy friend, where there is a definite process in understanding a man in the disease. And I hope this is all about HHF and my mentor, my guru, Milind Rao sir, and again, one more teacher. Mohanty sir, he had immense contribution in the upliftment of HHF. So thanks, gratitude to all of them.
No,
Gupta
it's
sir also, sorry.
thank you. Thank you for sharing that. It's very, very inspiring. And it's a beautiful journey that we all have as homeopaths, isn't it? Because we find our own way, and you're talking about process, but the beauty of homeopathy, Dr. Mayuresh, is even though we have a process as artists, we all mold that process. You know, it's malleable, isn't it? Homeopathy is malleable. You know, it molds to
Absolutely.
us as our characteristic and what our intention is, and that's where the intuition also comes forth, doesn't it, Nyla?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I would agree with you here because It's how we perceive,
Personal.
and that's how we are going to. Just before that, even why do we choose a certain teacher, or what happens? What has led us? What has led you to go to Dr. Millendraucer and not to any other mentor? That was your journey that you have to follow, and that has led you to be here. And I think it's a beautiful journey. Beautiful journey to be a homeopath, and then a homeopath who has extensive experience. We learn from various teachers. It's like we are like a sponge, and we absorb what we need to absorb, and we will squeeze it when we need to squeeze it.
Wow. You said it. Absolutely.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving, it's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
Sarah wasn't bad at her job, she was stuck in hidden grief. After her dog died, she took a sales role just to stay busy, but every pitch felt empty. A Cogna Movement session uncovered that she was seeking the warmth of her dog rather than serving her clients. Using our patented movements and sensory patterns, she cleared the grief and rocketed to the top. What hidden emotion is holding you back? Try our Essentials program at the special UK Health Radio rate. Visit cognamovement.com/radio or click on the Cogna Movement banner on the UK Health Radio homepage. Results vary.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Before we have already started, you have mentioned the man in disease, the mind in disease, and that is also the example that you have given. We're looking at the pathology, but not at the person who came in who was like just so boastful. You treat me, I'll give you this and this and this. How, for our audience, like, how would you explain this process? What do homeopaths need to see when a person walks in?
There are so many examples I can give. I will give one more example, and I'll tell you one example. See, whenever we treat patients, there are many patients. When if you give one patient the right simulant, there are hundreds of patients will come to you. This is a wonderful thing, a gift to a homeopath. I'm telling you, if you give a simulant to one patient, he will refer hundreds of patients to you. So there were some students around me sitting inside my chamber. See how patients differ from one patient to another. So this is again induced, isn't it? So one fine morning, I was sitting with my patients here, the students, and I was giving them just, I have seen, so it's a homeopathy so beautiful. It works like wonders and this and that. I was just giving them some positive, you know, things. So students were sitting and looking at me, and, wow, what a physician. And a patient came to me. Now, this is very interesting. A patient came to me in front of me. And he just said like this. Doctor, it's around 6 months now. He just shouted like, you know, it's around 6 months now. And I was like, oh, my God, what is he saying? And all the students were looking at me. And I said, You are giving medicines for last 6 months and there is not a single rupee change in my health. You are just taking money and you are giving no results. For last four, five months, I waited. Okay, you told me it will take 6 months. You told me it will take 6 months. So I was waiting for the 6 months and the sixth month is over. Now you tell me what to do. I want to be all right with you. And henceforth, I will not give a single pie to you. I don't know. You have to cure me like that. This is not done. How much money I had to spend on this petty disease? How can I? You said it will be fine within 3 to 4 months. And now it's been so much tough time and you are doing. And the students who were looking at me in a very proud way, they directly started looking at me in a very suspicious way. What is this going on? This is again something which was very interesting. These are the two remedies, those cases, which my mindset changed totally with this. I was so deep into understanding a remedy. I was so deep into understanding the physical symptoms and the mental symptoms, the physical generals, mental generals, everything, myisms, everything. And I couldn't find, I thought, yeah, I'm giving the right medicine, but it was not. And then after 6 months, the person who was very cool, calm for last 5 to 6 months, and achanak, he comes and says this and shouts at me and talking about business. What is this nonsense going on? I have wasted so much of time. I have wasted so much of energy. I have wasted so much of money on, and now there is no way there is any relief. We have a wonderful rubric in this one single entire. How homeopathy, the classical homeopathy, the man in the disease, everything comes up in a single way. We have rubric fear of extravagance. Fear of extravagance or something. Oh my God, that means it's so costly. It's too high. How much money I have to spend on you? My God, this is not done. That was one rubric. Second rubric was again talks of business. And this was again, this remedy was opium. So I know opium as a very strong, I know opium as a very contented person. I know opium as a very, it doesn't matter what, how much pain I have, but I have no expressions. It doesn't matter. The content of opium was, which I was knowing, but this extravagance thing I was not knowing, which I got from my teachers. Mohanty sir told this, this is opium. And I was really hesitant. I have again confess you both and the entire homeopathy fraternity. I was really hesitant to give medicine on these two rubrics. How can I prescribe only this remedy on these two rubrics? But when I gave the dose and then I got the results, that were really, really surprising me. My God. And this is the journey. This is my journey. It was understanding the man in the disease. My God. And it helped so beautifully. And in Materia Medica, it is clearly mentioned, when the most selected remedy fails to act, please think about opium. So what happens with opium? This opium is always quiet and contented in the initial consultations. And then as time passes, he waits for the time and then he comes up with such rubric, noise, inclination to make noise. He shouts at the physician so that the voice will reach to the audience out there, waiting patients out there. And that was really embarrassing for me. As well as the students were also looking at me in a very different way. Don't worry, I'll manage the case. So there are so many cases and wonderful, this opium I have, this is my introduction with respect to this Achija family, where I found here, it's really very interesting. It's really very, very interesting.
I'd like to pick up something, if I may, on this, because it's quite an interesting story that you've shared with us. But you mentioned the patient saying that, not even 1 rupee. By the way, I really like that, because here, when you talk, it's usually one grain of rice. So, oh, doctor, you know, there's no change in my condition, and it's less than one grain of rice. And it's interesting, isn't it? Because that's the human condition, right? So happy days always seem less, and the trials and tribulations always seem, oh my God, it's been going on for months and months. What am I going to do? But when we talk to the patient and we engage and we have these follow-ups, which we do, and they say 1 rupee or 1 grain, no difference. But when you actually go through everything, and we've seen this happen, it's a learning experience for them because they think, oh my God, oh yes, this has gone away, that's gone away, this is, things have fallen by the wayside. And we're actually, that's one of the things I was alluding to at the beginning, that we were both talking about, homeopathy is, it's life-changing because it helps you understand who you are as an individual, right? It's so important to know that and to say, do you know what? Yes, I have improved. Things have improved, and it was these remedies, and that's education. So here in the West, for example, very quickly, we have there's a lot of people have something called homeopathic kits at home. So, like, you know, the home prescribers, they call them. But that empowers people because it only takes one episode of a fever to be treated with relevant remedies for next time to be very calm when that episode arises again because you know exactly what to do. Anyway, Naila.
Exactly. Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's so fascinating, just as you mentioned, to see the man in disease. So it could be anything, headache, to pain in the toes or pain in, but how they are expressing that pain is what we need to
Yes.
perceive. Now going back to if someone comes in with a lot of physical complaints, or maybe we'll talk about I have this issue, this issue, this issue. How do you then find the unifying pattern? How do you find what needs to be cured?
Wonderful question. Wonderful question. See, basically, patient, I always tell my students, and the patient comes in a clinic with a bag of PQRS. Now, it's your understanding, it's your observation. What is that PQRS? It may be a physical symptom, it may be anything, it's a concomitant, it may be a wonderful mind symptom, it may be a peculiar queer expression of the patient. But it all depends. I always say, whenever there are two things, acute cases and chronic diseases. I would like to say something about this chronic disease. Patient comes to you, and these symptoms are very old. For example, I am suffering from arthritis for last 2 years. I'm suffering from arthritis from last 3 years. I'm suffering from migraines in last 5 years. What is to be considered, what is to be focused upon is very interesting. If at all you talk about any leg or a foot pain, then which side is very important? Yes. Right side or left side? What has what I'm really this question he asked, my master asked me, why my do you why do you feel that a person selected his left shoulder and not his right shoulder? Why only right eye retinal detachment? Why left breast cancer? Why left knee joint pain? Why left great toe gout? This has a certain things. This has a certain definite understanding. It is a law. And this law has something to do with the symptoms of the body. And these symptoms are 110% connected with the emotions of the person. The more the emotions, more the sensitivity, more the body falls sick. I always say that this whole body is made up of trillions of cells, trillions, with a definite direction, with a definite frequency they vibrate. They carry a definite message through the neurotransmitters in one single similar direction with an integral approach, as if the whole body is made up of cells and every cell has been connected with each
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles. Cider with Rosie, Common or Garden, Ant and Deck, Fish and Chips, Mum and Dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle Magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle Magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
And something happens in the emotional levels where the will and the understanding has a conflict. Then in chronic diseases, if you ask me, if at all anyone hurt me or anyone have insulted me, what happens to me? I feel bad. It's obvious. It is but obvious that I'll feel bad. But at what level I have hurt myself? I forget within 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. But when this impact remains in the person for months together, these cells get indirect hurt. With that one, you bloody fool, this one bloody fool actually was just a word. It hurt me and it should go away. But this bloody fool word has hurt me here, and this bloody fool word has been impacted by cells, and this is where the chronic disease starts. So sometimes it may happen when a patient comes to me and he says, my doctor said, my right hand is paining. The right hand is paining. There must be some definite reason why only right hand side pain. So then we start asking the questions. Why right? Why not left? What is the importance of right side? What is the importance of left side? That we start asking. And hence we go ahead with the, case takings.
I wanted to ask you, you've mentioned PQRS, and of course that's known in the world of homeopathy, wherever one may be, but you have focused on that several times. What is the importance of that in acutes? We certainly know, but how does that how does that fit in to complex conditions or chronic pathologies?
Yeah, wonderful question. Absolutely. So we can take a case of black spots on the face, or I would like to tell you a small case of. Can I share a small case?
Absolutely, absolutely. We just we keep the identity of the patient, of course.
No. There is no identity at all. This just a case. I would recollect this around 7-8 years back. Case. It was a case of psoriasis on the face. And the interface was gotten black. And black means absolute black. Wasn't it a very interesting thing that within 1 month of time, the whole face gotten black with immense eruptions, immense itching, and the only face and the entire body. Now, this is very interesting. The entire body was absolutely fine. Absolutely fine. Only the face was affected. So this question should come to everyone's mind. Why body has selected the face? The face stands for reputation. Face stands for, my reputation, my position, my achievements, my influence. And this is exactly, now when a patient comes in front of me and he's saying that my face has gotten black. Now black, again, very interesting. Why a part becomes black? Black is whenever, in my practice, I've seen hundreds of patients where I can claim that whenever there is a black patch or a black spot on your face, there must be a criticism, and it's a strong criticism. This strong criticism must be from the surroundings or from myself. When there is self-criticism and there is a criticism from the society. So I asked him what has happened 2 months before where your face value has lost. He told me, "Doctor, are you a astrologer?" "No, but I know. I could feel, I could see." He said, "I was working in a pharmaceutical company and I was doing my job at a topmost level. I have given so much of business, this. And he was talking about the business. And one junior came to my team and he was just accompanying me with my business. And the immediate boss, my boss, gave the bonus. And bonus was of not a small bonus, it was a high amount of bonus. But the boss told me to divide this bonus into me 50%, 50% you have to give to the subordinate." And then I told myself, now see the if you will ask me the PQRS, this is PQRS. When I told myself ki, the entire job was done by me, why should I give my 50% to my subordinate? So what I did was I just took everything in my pocket. And when the boss asked the subordinate, ki, did you get that bonus to you, that from the senior? He said, "I didn't receive any amount. I didn't receive any amount." So the boss called a patient and asked, "Where is that 50% bonus?" He told the boss that I took the entire amount. Why? He told me, "I thought that the entire hard work was from my side. Why should I give this 50% to the..." The boss said, "Now I won't live like this. I will tell the entire team of the company that you have done this." And this man was really so disheartened. He said, "No. And you are out. You are fired from the office." So when this man stepped out of the office from the boss, and everybody were look, now see how happened, what happens. Everybody were looking at him. Everybody were looking at him with, "Oh, what is he? What has he done, man? Come on, shit. He has done a fraud. Oh." So everybody was looking at him. And this was so embarrassing for this person. And then this is again what I asked. What did you feel exactly at this time? This moment of time, what did you feel? When everybody were looking at you were embarrassed. That is exact. Now understand the PQRS. I was only thinking one thought was just coming in my mind. What happened? What was that one thought? He said, "God had given me one chance. God had given me one chance. And I miserably failed. It is because of him I'm suffering. I should have given the 50% amount to the subordinate. I shouldn't have done this. He has all the justice and he had given me this. And now I know this is the worst thing to happen. I have to face the consequences because I lied." Now, this was something. This was the PQRS. We have a wonderful rubric in the repertory. Delusion, he is the object of God's vengeance. There was no need to bring God. There was no need to bring God, and he has made this. No, it was out of criticism. It was out of just criticism, which made the entire face black. But where did he relate it? He related, "God has given me one chance, and there I miserably failed." Now, when I failed miserably, self-criticism as well as criticism from the environment, both made a bad black impact on his face. And one dose of, there are so many things, patients say, "Yeah, no, doctor, it's God. I always feel, why God does this to me? Why God does this to me? Why God? Why God?" We have wonderful rubric, delusion, God. He is the object of God's vengeance. Object means, no, God aims only this person. out of hundreds, he only looks into this person and I will only harm you. This is what is the feeling of Kali Brahm. God is here to give blessings. God is here just to forgive. God is here to give you life. God is not here to punish you. But this Kali Brahm person feels that God is pursuing me and he is punishing me. And that is the result I'm suffering. This is the PQRS. And this is where I got the Kali Brahm. And this is what happens, what beautiful it happens. When we see a case, when we understand the remedy, when we understand the exact rubric, we become so confident. Yeah, this is the remedy. Now, this is the remedy is very important in chronic cases. And this is what happened. And wonderful case it was.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I was just going to very quickly ask, this is very, it's quite an interesting thread. We find that in the West, psoriasis is increasing. So, and as you very well know, we know something about it, it's classed under as an autoimmune condition. And gutite psoriasis is obviously on the increase as well. And a lot of patients do present where psoriasis is not necessarily on the face, but it starts maybe on the abdomen or just on the legs. It's interesting, isn't it? It's symmetrical.
Yes, symmetrical. Sometimes it's on the beauty of body is body selects. I have seen so most of the kids when if you go back and revive all the cases of psoriasis, the kids, the base first part where the psoriasis patch comes is on the umbilicus. First patch. And that is exactly, if those who are listening to this wonderful channel, I appeal them, please don't apply any cream to suppress that. Then it spreads up all over the world. What is the cause? What is this umbilicus? Why the child is giving a signal on the umbilicus? The entire body is clear and only on the umbilicus. Umbilicus is the umbilical cord, the connection between the mother and the child. Ask some questions with respect to who is away. Who is away? Umbilical cord is directly connected with your mother. What has gone wrong with your mother? Who is gone? Is your mother very loving, caring? Or ask the mother, what went wrong during the nourishment or the nurturing of the child? Have you changed the school? Is he going away from you? What is right? These are some questions and there are so many kids. When the mother is pregnant, after 2 years, the mother goes back to service, back to work. But they don't feel bad. But there are some few kids who just cannot stay without their mother. They are so attached to the mother. And when the mother has to go away for work, now this is again individuality. This is again what happens in this, where this umbilicus, the exact umbilicus area surrounded is, psoriatic.
And so this is now the conversation is very interesting because every location has a meaning. Umbilicus is central, not right-sided, not left-sided, but central, connected to the mother. And now if the psoriasis is on, let's say, left leg.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Okay. Just we're talking, left is something. Now, I'll share a case of small case of left leg. The case is wonderful. The remedy is a bit a rare. I won't say it is a rare remedy, but definitely. But see how the pathology comes up. I had a case of a gynecologist. She was a gynec and her age was 57 years old. Now try to understand how an autoimmune disease happens in the body. Asher also can add something. How
yes,
see,
sure.
left leg, psoriasis at the sole, Left definitely is either self, it means I, me, myself. Second is left means my mom, my sister, my brother, my son, my daughter. So 57 years old gynecologist came to me for this patch. I asked her, what has gone wrong with your daughter? Because I knew that she has a daughter. She told her very, very beautifully. This sentence is so beautiful. And again, PQRS. The sentence was, I'm a 57 years old government hospital. I pursue government job. I'm in a hospital. I'm a HOD in a topmost government hospital. But now, there is only 1 year left for my resignation, means my retirement. In India, there is 58 or 60 years of retirement age. So this gynec was at her last years of retirement. But when you retire, you get a retirement of a class one officer. And so there are so many perks you get after retirement. So in between, if you leave the job, then that perks you will miss. So what happened is only 1 year was left for this gynec, and her transfer was 75 kilometers away from her home. Now try to understand. 75 kilometers away from home. There are only two choices. Now try to understand. She explained me so beautifully. Doctor, there are only two choices. Either I had to quit my lucrative job, or I have to go to that far away place, which is 75 kilometers away. So I need to be away from my daughter. If I will leave my daughter, I will feel very bad. If I will leave my job, it will be a great loss. Now try to understand the conflict. Try to understand the dilemma what she must be going through. Now, she don't want to miss her daughter and she don't want to miss her job, both at the same time. Now, this is the conflict between the will and understanding. Will was to stay with the daughter. And understanding was, if I will stay with my daughter, then my job will be lost. So, there will be a great loss for me. So, she didn't want to miss her job, nor her daughter. Now what happened is, wonderful, the rubric is very wonderful. She said, I'm really trapped in a situation. I'm really trapped. I'm not able to decide what to do, what not to do. One mind says to stay here. This was her action. Huh? One mind says to stay here. One mind says to stay here. And then I am not able to decide whether I have to stay here or I have to stay here. This was her statement. We have a wonderful rubric. We have a rubric, delusion, pulling him from both sides. This is what her rubric is. Delusion pulling him from both sides. Means one mind is telling you stay here. One mind is telling stay here. And I am not able to decide what. Oh my God, here or here. Helictus leucocephalus is the remedy. It's an eagle who is really not able to decide. These wings are, one wing is telling to go to the west. One wing is telling her to go to the east. And this is what exactly happens in this patient. She wants to fly, no doubt. She wants to fly. But the destination is really, really not exactly. This is where she gets a wrong track. And this is what happens in Helictus. And Helictus made a great impact on the person's life. She told what after. Now, this is very interesting. After administration of the medicine, the conflict was resolved.
I do hope you've enjoyed this week's episode of the Homeopathy Health Show. Tune in every week for inspiring conversations, bringing you all things health and well-being to your radio and podcast apps.
The more exposure the Homeopathy Health Show receives, the better for homeopathy around the world.
And please do support the show by clicking follow on our socials.
You can find us at www.homeopathyinpractice.co.uk and on Facebook and Instagram at Homeopathy in Practice. Do give us a follow on there. Let's promote the voice of homeopathy around the world together. Until next time, stay safe and take care.